There was symbolism in that, Aaron supposed. She wanted out as soon as possible. But first she had to see if there was any record of the attack. T7's servos and Aaron's and Zerid's footsteps sounded loud in the silence. Rooms off the main corridor looked entirely ordinary. Chairs, desks, comps, everything in order. The attack had destroyed the surface structure, but left the core intact. Maybe there was symbolism in that, too, Aaron thought, and let herself hope. When they reached the secondary surveillance room, they found it, too, entirely intact. The five monitoring stations each featured a chair, desk, and a computer, with a large vid screen suspended from the wall above it. All the screens were dark.
"Can you get some power in here, T7?
Asked Aaron. The droid beeped in affirmative, rolled over to a wall jack, and plugged in. In moments, the room came to life. The overhead lights brightened. Computers and the monitors hummed awake.
"I want to see whatever we've got of the attack. Can you find that?"
Again, the droid beeped in affirmative. Zerid wheeled a chair over to Aaron. She sat, her heart racing, her breath coming fast. Zerid put a hand on her shoulder, just for a moment, then pulled up another chair and sat beside her. They stared at the dark security monitor, waiting for T7 to show them horror. The droid let out an excited series of whistles. He had located the footage. Aaron gripped the arms of the chair.
"Play it,"
she said. A single glowing line formed on the monitor and expanded up and down until it filled the screen. Images formed on it. The main security cam had a view opposite the main doors of the temple, so it could record those coming in or leaving. Aaron's mouth was dry. She was afraid to blink for fear of missing something, though that was ridiculous since T7 could freeze, replay, and even magnify any image on the screen. They watched as a cloaked figure and a Twi'lek woman armed with blasters walked through the temple's enormous doors.
"Does the temple post guards?" Zerid asked.
Aaron nodded. Neither of them needed to say what must have happened to the guards. As the pair walked brazenly down the entry hallway, the cam showed people gathering on the balconies above, looking down.
"They didn't know what to make of him," Zerid said.
Aaron nodded.
"He is big," Zerid said.
"Freeze on his face and magnify,"
Aaron said to T7.
The image froze, centered on the man's hooded face and magnified.
She could make out nothing in the shadowed depths of his cowl except what looked to be the bottom of a mask of some kind.
"Is that a mask?"
Zerid asked.
"I don't know. The Twi'lek, T7,
she said, and T7 pulled the image back, recentered on the Twi'lek, and did the same. The Twi'lek's face filled the screen.
"Skin color is unusual,"
Zerid said. He leaned forward in his chair, peering intently. She was beautiful, Aaron allowed. And she was a murderer. Or at least associated with one.
"See the scar?"
Zerid said. He stood and pointed a finger at the screen at the Twi'lek's throat. There, a jagged scar cut an irregular path across her neck.
"Between that and her skin, maybe we can identify her."
"Maybe,"
Aaron said, and tried to swallow. She was less interested in the Twi'lek than she was in the hooded figure.
"Continue, T7.